Three men are being questioned this lunchtime as part of an investigation into recent demonstrations outside the home of Taoiseach Simon Harris. Two men, aged in their 40s and another in his 30s, were arrested this morning and can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is on the line. Paul, just remind us of the background to these arrests.
Carol, the Taoiseach is the most senior elected official to have been targeted by anti-migrant protesters. Demonstrators have turned up twice outside his home in Wicklow in the past 7 weeks. On Thursday, the 2nd of May, as his wife was preparing their young children for bed, a group of around a dozen masked individuals turned up outside holding banners with anti-immigrant slogans. Images were subsequently circulated on social media. And then last Friday, another small masked anti-immigrant group waving Irish flags and demanding border closures arrived at the Taoiseach's home. And they were there a short time before the Gardaí engaged and directed them to leave the area. Now, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has previously said that he believes that people's families and people's homes should be out of bounds and it was not appropriate for protests to be held there. The Gardaí began a criminal investigation in May. They've set up an incident room at Bray Garda station. A senior investigating officer is in charge and this investigation has led to this morning's developments.
What do we know about the three men arrested?
Well, two of them are in their 40s, another is in his 30s. They were arrested in various parts of Dublin this morning. The man in his 30s has been questioned about last Friday's incident. The two others are being detained in connection with the incident outside the Taoiseach's home in May. Now, the suspects in custody are well known to the Gardaí for their presence at several anti-migrant protests all over the country, including at Ballyogan in South Dublin. The Gardaí from Wicklow and Wexford were supported this morning by the Armed Special Detective Unit, which investigates security threats to the state. Searches were also carried out. Evidential material was removed. Now, Garda headquarters said the three men were arrested for alleged offences contrary to the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act as part of ongoing investigations into the alleged harassment of an elected official. Now, Section 10 of that legislation makes it an offence to harass somebody by, quote, intentionally or recklessly seriously interfering with the other's peace and privacy or to cause alarm, distress or harm to another. The offence is punishable by up to €1,500 fine or 12 months in prison at district court level.
And Paul, could this be taken as an indication of a tougher approach by Gardaí to incidents like this?
Well, there's certainly been an increase in recent months in these anti-migrant and anti-asylum seeker accommodation protests over the past year. There's also been a corresponding increase in Garda activity. I mean, we've seen the homes of the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, the Socialist TD, Paul Murphy, have also been targeted. And indeed, the Minister for Justice's home has been targeted with two bomb hoaxes in recent times. One man was convicted, Michael Murray, and was sentenced to 2 years on top of what he was already serving, 19 years in prison. And the other Garda investigation into the other incident is progressing quite well, I'm told. Now, there's also a separate Garda investigation into incidents in Westport and Castlebar where the Taoiseach was reportedly jostled while canvassing in Mayo. But there have been several arrests for harassment and intimidation. Gardaí say more arrests are expected in this case. A number of people are currently before the courts on charges connected to their behaviour and actions at anti-asylum seeker accommodation protests. And the Taoiseach Simon Harris stressed this morning that while he could not comment on ongoing Gardaí investigations, he did say that there is a difference between protesting and thuggery.
Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you.